KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 24 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for partly to mostly sunny skies today with a high of 57. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green reports that on December 21st, the Atlantic Police Reserves will sponsor the 6th annual Family Dream Christmas Program. The program is for Cass County residents only. During the program, they'll furnish the officers and transportation to take the selected families shopping here within the city of Atlantic. The families will be taking shopping for groceries and Christmas dinner, gifts for the kids from the parents, and also gifts for the parents from their kids. The police department will be accepting donations from now through the 20th of December. And as with last year, they're asking for cash donations only this year. Any donations can be brought to the Atlantic Police Department and received by an officer on duty or the secretary who is working. Applications for families wishing to participate can be picked up at the Atlantic Police Department, and they're due on December 11th by 4 p.m. After all the applications have been received, they'll be reviewed and the chosen families will be contacted. There is no set limit on the number of families chosen. Instead, it will correspond to the amount of donations received. The PD will try to help as many families as possible. In 2012, this program sponsored nearly 9 complete family units and gave other families toys as well as assistance as available. Between $8,000 and $9,000 was spent through the program last year, the entire amount of which came through donations from the public. And the Atlantic Police Reserves would like to thank everyone in the past who has helped and would also like to thank those of whom are anticipating on helping with the program this year. If you have any questions or inquiries, you can call the Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. News time is 8:02.
You're home most of the time just watching television, and you don't have any problems hearing the TV, so you don't need to have your hearing tested.
At family functions, everyone pretty much leaves you alone anyway, so you don't need a hearing evaluation.
At the doctor's office, your wife asks all the questions, and she'll help you get all the medications right once you get home. You don't need to hear everything the doctor says.
When everyone at coffee is laughing and having a good time telling jokes, it doesn't bother you. You just laugh along with them so they don't think you didn't get it. The fact that you missed the punchline is okay. You don't like dumb jokes anyway, and you definitely don't need to get your hearing evaluated.
During your last performance evaluation, you didn't get the raise you expected. Your boss says he's tired of repeating instructions, and if things don't improve, your job might be in jeopardy. Maybe it is time to get your hearing checked.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. If you're tired of missing out on quality time with your family, of missing the punchlines with your friends, and maybe even falling behind at work, there is hope. Take control of your life. Call today for a hearing evaluation. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports a bridge over Mosquito Creek, just east of the intersection of 1800th Street and Highway 191, is now permanently closed. The bridge is located between Washington Township Sections 1 and 12, and 2000th Street, just west of Hazel Road, will be closed in Shelby County for 3 weeks, and that is for a culvert pipe replacement project. That'll begin Monday, November 18th. That culvert is located between Union Township Sections 29 and 32. Residents of the area and emergency responders should plan to take alternate routes. If you have any questions, contact the Shelby County Engineer's Office at 712-755-5954. The Iowa Department of Transportation and Nebraska Departments of Roads are working with the Burt County Bridge Commission to transfer jurisdiction of the Decatur-Onawa Toll Bridge, which connects Nebraska Highway 51 and Iowa Highway 175, from the commission to the states. Once the transfer is complete, the NDOR will maintain Nebraska 51 and be the lead state on issues relating to the bridge, including maintenance and snow removal. The Iowa DOT will have control of Iowa 175. The agreement paves the way for the removal of tolls from the bridge beginning on November the 30th. The agreement had been approved November 12th by the Iowa Transportation Commission, and a recommendation to proceed has been received from the Nebraska Highway Commission. Woodbury County and its former sheriff have been dismissed from 2 federal lawsuits filed by women who claim their civil rights were violated at the county jail and they were given unlawful strip searches. U.S. District Judge Mark Bennett said in his recent rulings that the county did not have a policy in place that violated the rights of the women. He also ruled that they were not given strip searches because their bodies were not inspected. The Sioux City Journal reports excessive force and retaliation claims against some jailers are essentially all that remains in the suits. The women claim officers assaulted and injured them by forcibly removing their clothing for jail-issued clothing. The county says the women were disruptive, and officers followed policy. State officials say Iowa has averaged more than 1,000 motorcycle crashes annually over the last 5 years, including about 50 fatalities. Some of those crashes resulted in traumatic brain injuries. Officials at a leading care facility for those types of injuries say they've seen an unusually high number of cases this fall. 7 motorcyclists have been brought to the brain injury rehab facility On With Life. More than 3 more are expected to be transferred there in the next few weeks. Of those 10, officials say none were wearing helmets. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says 98% of motorcyclists in states with helmet laws wear them. In states without helmet laws, 48% of motorcyclists wear them. Fewer than 12 dozen Iowans have acquired private health insurance through the federalhealthcare.gov website during its first troubled month of operation. A report from the Obama administration indicates that during October, applications were submitted through the federal website for coverage of nearly 11,000 individual Iowans. Almost 4,500 of those Iowans have incomes low enough that they qualify for coverage through Medicaid. Another 2,000 of them qualified for government subsidies to buy private insurance. However, only 136 were able to complete the application process and buy a private insurance policy during the month of October. Government subsidies for buying private insurance are only available to those who use the website to buy insurance. According to the Obama administration report, over 255,000 Iowans are either eligible for the subsidy to buy private insurance or are eligible for Medicaid. Almost 200,000 of those are either working full-time or someone in their household has a full-time job. The application deadline through healthcare.gov is December 15th, but the policies do not take effect until January 1st. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, the winner of the 2008 Iowa Republican Party caucuses, says science and technology are helping to change attitudes about abortion. Huckabee was in Des Moines Thursday night to speak at a fundraiser for Informed Choice of Iowa, which operates clinics and Ames in Iowa City.
When my kids, my daughter and my daughter-in-law, would go to the doctor and see their babies at 12 weeks, they didn't say, "Oh, I have this little wad of tissue inside me." When they were hearing the heartbeat, you know, they would send emails and send me pictures. There was never a question about, well, when is that going to be a baby? When is that going to be a human?
During an interview with Radio Iowa, Huckabee said he does not miss the negativity of the presidential campaign trail.
But I do miss the opportunity to go out and to talk to people and to try to share with them that there really are some solutions to some of the problems that we face in the country. And they're practical. They're not political. They're practical. And that's, I do think that's missing a lot today.
Huckabee laughs at the idea of being the Republican nominee to face off against Hillary Clinton in 2016, but he doesn't rule out another bid for the GOP's presidential nomination.
We've got to get back as a Republican Party to where our focus is the art of governing, not just the art of arguing.
Huckabee said Republicans have to decide there's not that much difference among Republicans compared to the differences Republicans have with Democrats.
Within the Republican Party, there may be degrees of passion over issues, but it's not degrees of principle. And I find it just stunningly insane that Republicans would fight each other over things that are hairs difference. It just makes no sense to me. And I think we need to quit spending millions of dollars shredding other Republicans.
According to Huckabee, that effort would be better directed at going after the policies of Democrats, especially President Obama's, quote, outright lies about his health care law. Huckabee said the president lacks the authority to order reinstatement of the health insurance policies that have been canceled because they don't meet minimum Obamacare standards.
Because of the extraordinary political pressure that is on every Democrat up for re-election, he trots out and tries to say, well, we're going to tell those insurance companies they've got to have those policies. No, they don't. That would be like ordering McDonald's to put the McRib on the menu permanently. The president doesn't get to do that.
Huckabee says it's both comical and revolting the Democrats are now calling for changes in Obamacare after saying for months that it was the law of the land and could not be changed. Taking a look at world headlines, President Obama, trying to rescue his much-criticized health care program, is set to discuss a strategy with health insurance CEOs. The White House meeting scheduled for today comes after Obama announced that a substantial change to the law will be coming. The president said yesterday that insurance companies can offer people another year of coverage under their existing plans. That's because people have been losing coverage and haven't been able to find new plans on the bulky healthcare.gov website. The U.S. is sending roughly 1,000 more troops and additional ships and aircraft to the Philippines to help with recovery from last Friday's typhoon. The USS George Washington aircraft carrier is already stationed off the coast, and helicopters have been dropping food and water over inaccessible areas. So far, the U.S. military has moved about 190 tons of supplies. The death toll from the typhoon has jumped to more than 3,600 people. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says the Obama administration needs more time to pursue a deal with Iran on nuclear weapons and needs to do so without new sanctions. Samantha Power tells the CBS This Morning program that one key obstacle is the generations of suspicion between the two countries. Many Republicans and Democrats in Congress have been pushing for tougher economic sanctions on Tehran, which denies it's trying to build nuclear weapons. News time is 8:10.
Listen carefully and think what your life would be like if you were constantly faced with
embarrassment, fatigue, irritability, tension and stress, anger, avoidance of social activities,
depression, negativism, danger to personal safety, reduced general health, loneliness, social isolation,
impaired memory, less adaptability to learning new tasks, paranoia, reduced coping skills, and reduced overall psychological health.
So what is it? Heart disease, cancer, or some other serious illness? For many of these diseases, the prognosis may be terminal, but the symptoms you just heard are actually linked to hearing loss. And for that, there is hope, whether the loss is mild or profound. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. Hearing loss doesn't have to be a source of embarrassment or depression or any of the other symptoms you just heard. You can avoid many, if not all of them, by treating your hearing loss with hearing aids. Today's hearing aids offer technology that has given back what so many patients thought they'd lost for good. And it starts with an evaluation. Call today, ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll. Hear better, live better.
In the funeral announcements, Dale Ranney, age 77, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dale Ranney will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Gilbert Bernard Burninghouse, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Gilbert Burninghouse will be today at 11 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail Frank, age 70, of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gail Frank will be today at 1 o'clock at the Choctaw Road Baptist Church in Choctaw, Oklahoma. Eva Akola, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Eva Akola will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Alan Burke, age 70, who's formerly of Anita, died November 6th in Denver, Colorado. Graveside services for Alan Burke will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Howard Harris, age 94, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. Graveside services with full military rites for Howard Harris will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Greenfield Cemetery. Memorial services will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Micah Chase Finken, age 21, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The family of Micah Finken will greet friends at the C.G. Turkelson Center in Harlan beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Loa Dell Edwards, age 88, formerly of the Marnie and Harlan areas, died October 31st in Riverton, Wyoming. A memorial service for Loa Dell Edwards will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in rural Shelby County. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patsy Lou Smith, age 69, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services for Patsy Smith will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dale Christensen, age 76, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Dale Christensen are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Melvin Lockery, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Melvin Lockery are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Donald Roos, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. Services for Donald Roos are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Janet Stapleton, age 70, of Fontenelle, died this morning at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Janet Stapleton are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.